You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hello, Tam Tam.
Hello.
Dirtbag Radio host.
One of them. Oh, there we go.
You've been really busy in studio. That's Studio 3, right?
I think so. I do believe that's what they call it.
You've just edited an interview with... What's his name?
Huh?
From Tortoise.
From Tortoise?
Yes.
It was the bass player from Tortoise.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Doug.
Cool. Are you going to go and see them on Friday night at the King's Arms?
I am so bummed about this, but I'm actually at a wedding and I've been dying to see Tortoise for such a long time. So, I'm hoping that everybody else enjoys it on my behalf.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, but I think they'll be such an epic band to see live. It will be a special, special evening.
They're like just one of the key like post-rock bands, right?
Yeah, they kind of get touted a lot as the post-rock band. Mm-hmm. I find it interesting because I don't know how you can really pigeonhole Tortoise, a band that spans so many different genres from album to album. So that's why I think seeing them live will just be, it'll be such an experience. All of that different.
I'm really curious. I'm only familiar with Standards, which
right.
I got years and years ago, and actually haven't listened to that much recently, but I do remember when I first got hold of it being a big fan.
Yeah. I was really into Standards and TNT and then kind of dropped off a little bit mm-hmm. with the recent stuff. And then pre this interview, I had a pretty good listen to The Catastrophist, which is their most recent release, and it's really, really awesome.
Okay, cool.
Just trying to think of a non-swear word descriptor there.
It's like, all right, it's BFM, go for it.
No, like, is there an adjective that isn't awesome?
Yeah, really fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
All right. Should we jump straight into this interview?
Yeah, let's do it. So I started off, just context.
Yes.
Started off, I actually spoke to Doug while they're on tour in Germany on the day after the presidential election.
Yes.
So it was a fairly somber mood and we talked about the election for a while and then I kind of jumped into the governance of the band and how they make their decisions. And
cool.
That's how we start the interview. Enjoy.
Should have some Tortoise playing softly in the background as well right now.
Of course. As to how a band like Tortoise works in terms of decision making, given you seem to be constantly looking to challenge yourselves and create music that is new and evolving, how do you decide on that final outcome?
Well, it's kind of a long process. Any particular song that Tortoise works on could potentially be like kind of a long process in arriving at some final thing that we all think is good. But as I mentioned before, we all sort of have similar sensibilities, and so we kind of have this unspoken aesthetic that directs some of the material. When we're working on a song, if any one member of the band has a certain direction that they think the song should go in, we sort of explore that possibility, and then sometimes it works, and then if it doesn't work, then maybe somebody else will have an idea and we'll steer it in another direction. But it's sort of a long process of trial and error, just because we're trying to push the music in unexpected ways, even if it's only like sort of a minute shift in aesthetic sensibility or whatever it is. We're always trying to push it somewhere different or somewhere that we haven't explored before. So the results sometimes are unusual, and sometimes the results are, oh, well, that's maybe what the song should have been all the time, all along, or whatever. But it helps us to stay on top of... kind of not to stagnate, I guess, is the main thing. Like the group sensibility or the group dynamic that we have is trying to push the music someplace that we haven't been before. And so that even if we end up with a song that's like similar to something that we've done before, it will at least have some minute part of it that's like new and interesting to us. But a really long-winded way of saying, I don't know what.
It sounds like a fairly democratic process by the sounds of it. Yeah.
I think a lot of bands would possibly become frustrated with that dynamic, but we've found in the long run it makes us better musicians try to direct songs in new and different places.
Does that process change in, I guess it would be fairly minute terms, from album to album?
Yeah, it does. I mean, at any given time, it could be driven by any interest, you know, particular interest that any member of the band has, or something that's inspiring them at the time. And those things can be fleeting, you know. So it's like, sometimes one member of the band is trying to push things in one direction, and then suddenly they'll be maybe thinking that it's not working and try to push it in a different direction. And like I said, one thing to take from this is that it doesn't always result in some mind-boggling shift in dynamics for the band. All these things are just really incremental, minute shifts in interest.
And when you're on tour, are you continuing that process of adaptation with your music? Like, are you actively trying to recreate the sounds that you have in your album, or is that absolutely not an interest for Tortoise?
It varies from song to song. I mean, some songs played the same way for 20 years, and other songs sort of evolve in slow, vaguely interesting ways until eventually they may even take on like a slightly different form. And there's also, you know, some songs only seem to work if they're played the way they are on the record, and then other songs we discover over time that some songs have a certain amount of room for improvisation or evolution.
That must make live performance quite exciting, that element of trial and error with music.
Yeah.
Music that you've been playing for 20 odd years. Your music changes from album to album, sometimes quite drastically, and I was wondering how that translates into live performance.
There's a certain amount of freedom. I mean, any given night, you know, could have a different set of circumstances that make things sound different or feel different, but ultimately I think our goal is to play a show that's interesting for the audience and that gives, at least to a certain degree, gives the audience something that they are expecting to hear. Well, I don't know. I mean, we're definitely trying to play a really great live show, and sometimes we figure out that certain songs just are not that interesting to play live for an audience. I guess the audience that comes to see Tortoise comes to see us because they appreciate what we do, and I think that's because we put a lot of work into what we do and it translates to them. So I feel like we're sort of the same as them. Like, we know what's working and they know what's working and we're all on the same page.
I read Dan talk about Tortoise being an ideas band, and I really love that description because I feel it has more weight and relevance to your music than any genre description I've ever heard. And I was wondering if you ever feel frustrated when you're asked to define what you do in terms of genre or sound, and if you get tired of the buzzwords that can often surround music that doesn't particularly fit into any specific mold.
I think people need terms and descriptors for music, you know, to a certain degree. And so it doesn't bother me that much when people come up with descriptors for what we do, but we don't think about it as a band. We just kind of like to play music, and that's about as far as we say about anything that we do.
I read that the song Hot Coffee off The Catastrophist is at least 10 years old. What is it about certain songs that sees them float around for so long?
I mean, that was a really sort of specific instance where, like, it just wasn't working and it wasn't working and it wasn't working, but I personally was not willing to let go of it, and eventually it just started to work, and we didn't even really change that much about it. If you hear it, it's not even that really, it's not like that complex of a song. It's, but I mean, there was just something that wasn't working about it. I mean, if it was like Wild Thing and the Trogs, if someone told you the Trogs had worked on Wild Thing for like 10 years, you wouldn't believe it. I mean, Hot Coffee was just one of those songs that, like, it didn't work, and so we just stick it away for a while, and then we try it again, and it wouldn't work, and it wouldn't work. It was just patience.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.